on Phoenix FM. Up next, we have the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Vakopala, this Saturday, 26th April, Tuleleta Absa semifinals, Palevi. The stakes are higher. The tension is evident. Abayelo, the power dynamos, will take on the airmen, Red Arrows. And Zesco, Zegamambu, battles Aba Red Vankana FC in a heated bid to win at the Levi Wanawasa Stadium. Who will make it to the final showdown? Catch the games at 12:30 and 15 hours to see who will make it to the final. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket, VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, East Wing 50 Kwacha, South and North Wing 30 Kwacha, and Early Bed 20 Kwacha.
Your story matters, Absa.
And the headlines. Finance Minister highlights challenges in Zambia's debt restructuring talks. Government says action to be taken against erring Chongwe Council officers. ANC U-turns over attacks that threatened South Africa's government. To present the news, I'm Lusubilo Gondwe. Finance and National Planning Minister Situmbeko Msokotwani says in the process of restructuring debt, Zambia has experienced significant challenges in coordinating non-bonded commercial creditors, which has resulted in lengthy negotiation processes. Speaking during the G20 Global Sovereign Roundtable in Washington, D.C., held on the sidelines of the ongoing 2025 spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank Group, Dr. Msokotwani has called for a more robust coordination mechanism for non-bonded creditors. The minister took the floor to share Zambia's experiences with the Global Sovereign Roundtable to help improve the debt restructuring process and highlight new areas for further improvement and consideration. He requested the August Assembly to engage more with regional development banks under the G20 Common Framework. Dr. Msokotwani said information sharing among key players at early stages of the debt restructuring process helps to facilitate the predictability of milestone completion timelines and the debt distress situation of debtor countries. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, says all erring local authority officers at Chongwe Municipal Council, who were suspended on 29th January 2025, will face disciplinary action if found wanting once the administrator's report is finalized. With the 90-day suspension period due to expire in less than a week, Mr. Piri tells Phoenix News that the ministry is awaiting a comprehensive report from the administrator appointed to assess council operations, identify breaches in land allocation procedures, and propose corrective measures. He says the ministry will determine which officers, if any, are subject to sanctions and whether the suspension should be lifted or extended by up to 30 days under the Local Government Act, as it grants the minister authority to prolong the suspension until satisfactory performance is restored, ensuring continuity and transparent government. Governance. Mr. Piri has since urged other local authorities to regard the Chongwe action as a warning against mismanagement, emphasizing the ministry will enforce strict accountability for land administration, fund CDF disbursements, and all public resources under council custody.
Administrator for the Chongwe Municipal Council is in the process of compiling a report on their finding in terms of the status of the council and what officers and the councillors were doing, and of course also promulgating recommendations on what ought to happen. And so until we get that report from the administrator, we may be not in the position to say exactly what happened under Chongwe Municipal Council and what steps we are going to do to correct the situation. But I wish to encourage the local authorities across the country that the suspension of Chongwe Council should serve as a warning.
On 29th January this year, then Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Garin Kombo, suspended all Chongwe Municipal Council councillors, including the mayor, for 90 days over allegations of illegal land allocations. The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, Belt, has called for improved pension reforms, emphasizing the need for better retirement packages to ensure retirees can enjoy a dignified post-work life. ZCTU Ndola District Chairperson Isaac Mwali says pushing for reforms to address the inadequacies in current retirement packages, especially the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, which may not provide sufficient financial security for retirees. Mr. Mwali says the union's desire is to see that retirees maintain a decent standard of living after leaving the workforce. He says the labor movement remains hopeful with the ongoing assessments by a technical committee into pension benefits that a positive direction will be taken. Secretary to the Treasury, Felix Nkulukusa, when he met with parastatal bodies, echoed the need to reform the country's pension reforms, ensuring retirees get steady income rather than lump sum payment, as many squander the money.
Is it just worthwhile for someone who has been working for a certain institution for so many years, after retirement, goes home smiling? But the act which was enacted by Parliament in 1996, we are talking about over 30 years ago, cannot be of beneficial this time around. We need to change that policy, because by the time NAPSA started, they didn't have money. Now that they have got money, even those people that are contributing after retiring, let them go home smiling. So even in the government sectors, most of the workers, they would prefer to join a pension fund than NAPSA, because of the benefits they give after retirement.
Center for Human Rights at the University of Pretoria, Manager on Digital Rights and Expression, Lengiwe Dube, has expressed optimism that as Zambia prepares to go to the polls next year, there will be no internet disruptions experienced amongst its citizens. Speaking to Phoenix News on the sidelines of the just-ended stakeholder engagement on healthy information ecosystem ahead of upcoming elections in Zambia and Malawi, Ms. Dube has noted with concern a growing trend by governments in Africa to disrupt internet services during elections, citing Senegal, Mozambique, and Zambia as case studies to have done so in the recent past. Ms. Dube states that depriving citizens of internet access during a critical period such as elections is an infringement on their rights. She says states have an obligation to recognize the importance of access to the internet, further noting that internet shutdown during elections creates a vacuum for misinformation and disinformation due to the fact that people cannot access relevant information.
This is still happening on the continent. Of all the shutdowns really that have been recorded, whether it's in Ethiopia, whether it's in GRC, in Zimbabwe, there has not been any justification. Instead, these kind of interferences have undermined the rights of access to information, and also creates a vacuum for misinformation, disinformation, and other forms of information disorder to thrive. And when you are looking ahead at the elections in Zambia and in Malawi, what we are hoping is that there will be an interrupted flow of information supported by access to the internet.
In global news, the party of South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has reversed a controversial proposed value-added tax VAT rise that had threatened the country's coalition government. The hike was proposed by the African National Congress, ANC, but was strongly opposed by the Democratic Alliance.